This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're going to spend a little bit of time with the second biggest economy in the world now. First of all, cars and the Chinese market. A slowing Chinese economy and trade war-induced complications mean consumers over there aren't buying as many cars as they used to. Ford, sales down more than 20% in the most recent quarter. GM, a more than 12% drop, except for Cadillacs. GM says Cadillac sales jumped more than 36% for the quarter, and Caddies have been selling well in China for a good long while now, which is interesting because the brand has been struggling to recover its footing here in the American market for years. Marketplace's Ben Bradford explains what's going on in China.
There was a time when Cadillac was the symbol of status, the top luxury car in the U.S., the subject of rock songs. But Bruce Springsteen's Cadillac Ranch is really about decline and death, and around the time of its 1980 release, Cadillac had started a decades-long slide in the U.S. luxury auto market and was developing a reputation that's been hard to shake.
When you say Cadillac, I think, oh, a big boat, right? That your grandparents drive.
Ann Bierbauer, a Chinese consumer market consultant, says that reputation never reached China, though.
It's a famous brand, but for people there, it doesn't come with the baggage like it does for you and me.
Cadillacs don't come with baggage, but they do come with a lot of room, particularly in the back seat. Yunxi Wang at the China Center for Energy and Transportation at UC Davis says that appeals to older, wealthy Chinese consumers.
It's a status. You have someone drive you around or drive your kids to the school.
Even though older, wealthier people like them, Michael Dunn at automotive investment firm ZozoGo says it's China's younger drivers who've propelled Cadillac's recent boom.
It's the SUVs that are really flying out of the showrooms, not the sedans. And it's these younger folks who want to drive and enjoy the experience of driving Cadillac themselves.
Dunn says GM's SUV success in China is something that the company is now looking to emulate in the U.S. I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.